This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
After the hour, it's Tuesday, the EJV way to listen to people expressing themselves, and you agree or disagree. Yeah, I agree with Jennifer. There's Jennifer Horn, there's Victoria Keelan, there's Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on the silly, the absurd, the ridiculous, the sad, the true, that's all part of the daily play here. And the play here is an extension of the play there. And you can say, okay, well, where is the original play? I don't know what the original play is anymore because there's so many things going on. We all get hit with this stuff like, you have to duck. That's one of the things that I learned from being in corporate radio. Jennifer, you're going to identify. I think, Victoria, you're probably going to identify with this, too. You got to know when to duck. Maybe that's true with any corporation, no matter who you work for. No matter what the company is, you got to learn how to duck.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. So there are people who are good at that, and then there are people who are not particularly good at it. There's a story floating around today, and I find this kind of bizarre. You may have seen some video or picture of this guy who gets on the plane in Shanghai to fly to Newark. And he had a Trump hat on. And the hat said, "Make America Great Again." If you look at the consistency of the people who were there, now I'm trying to piece this together from three or four different sources. Maybe you have all seen something along this line. A guy took a seat three rows from the bulkhead. And then he says to the flight attendant, "I don't want any Chinese people sitting next to me." All right. He's on a flight from Shanghai.
Oh,
God. All right. And he's going to Newark, and he's got a Trump hat on. As soon as so there's a tussle, and there's a, as you can imagine, the plane's full. So somebody's got to sit next to him. And if you look at the pictures, obviously, most of the people on the plane are going to be Chinese. So he wanted the whole row to himself.
Why? Did he have a reason for this?
Because he didn't want to sit next to people who were Chinese.
But right, I get that. But I mean, is there a reason why he said that? Is this just pure racism, or is there something?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going there because I don't know. I'm looking at a picture of this guy, and he's not exactly the best salesperson looking at him for Trump or a message of progressivism. Let's put it that way. Not there's anything wrong with being old and stuck in your ways, but if you're going to go to China for whatever the reason, and you don't expect to fly,
you have to sit next to a Chinese person.
Back with a Chinese person, I'd say you are looking for trouble, or without thinking about it, you're going to get trouble. Trouble's going to find you.
Why would this person even go to China to begin with?
I don't know.
You know, it's.
So, and I don't even know, it's unclear to me now from piecing together this, whether the Chinese police jailed him or not. He was thrown off the plane. The crowd yelled, "Lock him up! Lock him up!"
Is that really what they said?
Yeah, well, whatever they say in Chinese, they'll lock him up. Passengers jeering. And so, and the news media, obviously being as biased as it is in the main, loving this. Oh, my. Here's another example of some stupid Trump supporter who is belligerent and arrogant and nasty and angry. So this video floating around of this guy leaning back in his seat. His hands are folded behind his hat. His feet are turned around and propped up on the armrest of the seat that's next to him, while a woman in crutches stand in the aisle trying to get into the row. I mean, it's laughable, but it isn't. He says, "This young lady's not going to sit next to me." And then there are a lot of other stuff. It took 45 minutes for them to settle this guy, and then they finally figured, the hell with it, we're going to throw him off the plane.
I mean, how did he get to China? Yeah, this sounds like this is a person with some sort of a mental disorder, you know? I mean, or he just desperately wants attention
angry.
And press.
Yes, yep. He's yelling at people, shut up, you moron, you know.
Okay, so I did a little research.
All right.
I haven't looked into this, Jen, but...
What's the...
Don't say he didn't want to sit next to a Chinese person.
He said he didn't want to sit next to anybody.
Right. He said...
But with most of the people on the plane being Chinese, I'm taking it to mean I don't want to sit next to any Chinese people. You can go wherever you want to with it, Jennifer.
Oh, no. This is a guy who is an older gentleman.
Yeah, right. That's
older gentleman.
Much older.
And he was upset, according to reports from people actually on the plane. He was insisting that he should get an upgrade because he had requested an upgrade and they turned him down for an upgrade. So he said he's entitled to all three seats, right, even though they were assigned to someone else.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's not different from what I said. I'm just putting a little different sort of a spin.
You added some color to it.
A little color.
Well, if you want to add some color, let's add the real color, because he gets into this altercation. Now, this is according to someone on the
people on the plane, the United crew apparently was very polite and patient through this whole thing, a lot of passengers
said.
They did.
They tried to handle it professionally, according to this passenger that is putting on social media what happened.
Yeah.
But apparently, they were already an hour late. This guy's still standing up, insisting that he gets three seats since they did not honor him for an upgrade. And everybody's standing up on the plane. They're calling him names, saying lock him up, urging him to leave. Police come in, and they ask him to get off the plane. They get applauded. And... So I guess he decides not to, but he did call one passenger Hillary and a lesbian. So if you want to give him some starch.
I think there are a lot of different things going on.
You could probably give him starch for that.
I think there are a lot of things going on with this.
Right.
Anyway.
He seems like maybe he was a little confused.
The plane is 3.5 hours late because of this guy. I would be very angry because I don't want somebody wasting 3.5 hours of my life. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like sitting on the turnpike the other day.
A lot of people are putting on social media.
Yeah.
And it's a long enough flight as it is.
Oh, yeah. Like from Shanghai to Newark, it's going to be 14.
Let's get going, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if he gets to sit by himself in three seats, he's still going to have to be on the plane for another however many hours. You could have taken 3 hours off of that time. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. It's so sad.
It's so selfish.
Sort of it's just really... and then... You know, we get the ugly American. But if you look at the pictures, you can see some other Americans on the plane, but most of them are Chinese. And so every major, I'm just looking at the front page of the Miami Herald today, and if you look at any front page of any newspaper, you're going to see the picture of this guy, and then,
He looks like John McCain.
No, you know what he looks like? He looks like my...
He looks like John McCain.
He looks like my father. I looked at this guy, and I could see my father.
I could see that, actually. A little Stefan in him.
Yeah. and my father would have that attitude toward Chinese people as well.
Okay. This was not about the Chinese.
Oh, my God.
No, it is. It really is. I think it really is about that. I think that you're not going to hear it from the guy. But just because you don't see it, you read between the lines. Look at this guy. My father said, I'm not going to give you the exact verbiage. But I think I've said this to you a couple of times, a couple of you off the air. When I went to China with Brendan and Megan, and actually Tony came, this was probably, and I was invited by the Chinese government to do a week's worth of broadcasting from four different cities in China, which I happily did. And before we left, Brendan, who at the time was probably 18 or 19, maybe, I don't know, 20. He was, Megan's a little older. My father said to him, you got to be careful how those C, H, and then the rest of it ends with a K and an S. And Brendan just kind of chuckled because that was Grandpa. But that's the kind of thing, it's the same sort of thing that prevailed with the attitude toward Japanese. You know, look out for the Japs after World War II. You know, that was what... And you can understand why people feel that way, even if it isn't articulate and intelligent. when you know, Trump said, what did he say, Victoria, about the
evil losers?
Right. Okay.
That the Manchester Arena attack was carried out by
evil losers. Is that the most articulate way of expressing who those people are? Yeah, but that's what he is. But
somebody preying on kids is an evil loser.
Right. And then some, Jennifer, and then some. To not necessarily get stuck on that because there's not much. It's just another one of these stories. In this case, though, the horror and the way people look at it is here are these kids that are teenagers that go to an Ariana Grande concert. So the older people are not likely to be there. Was this specifically aimed at getting at children?
And 90% female as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know, it's moms with little kids and it's, you know, teenage girls. And this is a majority of this audience is female.
And typically, I mean, that was the one place where people would avoid women and children, but not here. No honor in that at all.
No, no. So you got that kind of stuff. The world is full of characters, cranky, angry, nasty, horrible creatures that are subhuman, and so we have to live with it. You have to learn to live with it, learn how to not necessarily tolerate it, but work around it or try to figure out how it is that people get that belligerent. How do they get that angry? Where'd they, you know, what starts all of this stuff in the first place? Why is somebody doesn't like Japanese people or Chinese people? I will tell you that in my family, the anger that was aimed at Japanese after World War II, my given name is Dudley. And Dudley Walker Morton, for whom I am named, was the commander of the USS Wahoo. And in World War II, that submarine sank more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. And so when his ship went down at the hands of the Japanese Navy, you can imagine how the people in my family reacted to that. And I heard it when I was a kid growing up. I listened to my father and my uncle talk about what no good SOBs the Japanese were. And they didn't call them Japanese. They had made reference to their eyes. And that stuff is all so politically incorrect these days. But
to add a little bit of levity and total political incorrectness, so when my group of friends and I were in college, we were over at one of our friends' houses whose grandfather had fought in World War II. And we had a party in a backyard one afternoon in the summer, and we got, you know, the small Corona beers are called ponies, and then they have other smaller versions of beer bottles, and they're called nips. And so every time we'd say, oh, can you pass me a nip, my friend's grandfather would, like, freak out, and we had no idea why. And he would just say, he's like, no, he's like, that's a bad word, that's a bad word. We still, to this day, never fully figured out what he meant by that. He wouldn't really elaborate.
Oh, but you don't know what nip means?
I've no idea. It's a beer. Right. I have no
idea.
So
the Japanese are referred to there as Nippon. The originally, that area, those islands were called the Nippon Islands before they were Japanese.
Okay.
So there's an airline, one of the major airlines in Japan that services the world is called All Nippon Airways.
Okay.
Which means it services from Japan to all of the world. And so the NIP refers to Nippon, N-I-P-P-O-N, which is a reference to the Japanese.
Got it.
And it is at that time. Now it's used and it's okay.
It's
a
beer.
At that time it wasn't. Yeah, right. It was,
right.
It was not.
But we all kind of, we thought maybe he was just a little old and senile. We had no idea what was going on.
So now you know the rest of the story. 20 minutes past the hour.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
You You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some way we can find a Celine Dion song that isn't from the Titanic, even though this is something that was emotional during the broadcast of the Billboard Awards this past Sunday, the 20th anniversary of the releasing of this song in conjunction with the releasing of the movie. But there's so much more to her, and her routine goes back 25 years. How long has she been around?
Oh, more than that. Yeah,
30 years maybe. Yeah. So.
Oh, she was huge when Titanic came out, so she must, maybe she's 35 years, maybe 40.
Yeah, because she was famous during the mid-90s. I mean, for sure she was at her heyday because she was getting all these movies.
So this put her on the map for me. This is the Robert Redford, Michelle, Michelle
Pfeiffer
movie. Yep. About the news anchor who falls in love with her boss. And it's actually quite a good movie. You've never seen it. I think it's not a great movie, but it's an entertaining movie. Stalker Channing, too. Both of them.
That's her twin sister.
Right. That is a good movie. And this is at the end of the show. Crank it up a little bit. Robert Redford's character gets killed.
But
the movie's 20 years old, for God's sakes.
That was on my bucket list.
I was really hoping he'd make it through the end of the movie. But
Yeah, you did want him to make it. But when you see his boots on the ground and not him, you get the idea that
that's a giveaway.
Went to a war zone. But anyway, what's this? Oh, yeah.
This song is so cheesy, but I really love it.
I know, me too.
It's just, the build is so good that I'm just like singing along to it and getting so emotional.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of
trivia. Here we go. Wait.
Oh,
here we go.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
Okay.
She's like Meatloaf.
Yeah.
This is written by the same guy who writes all of Meatloaf's songs.
You can tell.
And you can tell, because it is Meatloaf could be singing this.
Yeah. But it's a good song. It's a nice wraps-you-around-itself song. And she's the perfect voice for it.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting if they did a duet, though. Can you imagine her and you both together?
Can you imagine them on stage?
Sweating. They both like to sweat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What was your trivia, Victoria? Did you have trivia?
That this is written by the same guy who writes all Meatloaf songs. That's why it sounds like it.
So then she was asked why she thought the signature song from Titanic was an instant classic. She said, I think it's because it was not supposed to be part of the movie. She agreed with Cameron, the director, that the movie didn't need any songs, but she still recorded a demo of the song. After he heard it, he decided to put it at the end of the movie. And, the rest, as they say, is history. So she did very well at the Billboard Awards. And, she's got
great performance.
People say she's cheesy or whatever you want to say about her. But the movie...
She's dramatic, but that's what you want. Her dress was gorgeous in a very dramatic origami kind of way. I mean, that's what you want from Celine Dion.
All right, Harry Styles up here, Jen, with CB Nicks.
I love that he always says Jen, and Jen's I can't stand Harry Styles.
I know, the duet with Stevie Nicks, it was a show at the Troubadour, and this, I think, comes from that. Doesn't it crank this up? Isn't this actually, is this a recording of what went on there?
Mm-hmm.
Friday night?
I recorded this off my cell phone.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Harry played a one-hour set of his new music, and then he said to the crowd, I'm pretty sure this is one of the best nights of my life, in my entire life. I never thought I'd be able to say this. Please welcome to the stage, Stevie Nicks. And then they sang a couple of tunes.
That would be pretty amazing to say.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. And the proceeds of the show went to the Safe Place charity. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just as with people, canine and feline allergies are caused by an overreaction to a substance by the immune system. There are things you should check for. Most canine and feline allergies manifest themselves in skin irritations. At the lowest level, a dog may be the victim of a breakout scratching, meaning all of a sudden he'll stop whatever he's doing and start scratching. But here are other signs to look for. Frequent rubbing against carpet and furniture. Constant licking or chewing of the paws. Continual scratching, especially underneath the body. Inflammation of the skin, which may lead to infections and other problems. You know, it's up to you as a good pet guardian to watch your pet, notice where they seem to be itchy and where they seem to be scratching, and have a conversation with your veterinarian. However, if you've been going to the same veterinarian over and over again and you're not getting the results you should be getting, maybe it's time for a second opinion. Maybe it's time to see a veterinary dermatologist or ask your vet to perform an allergy test. Nothing worse than watching your pet suffer with allergies when they don't have to. With the great new medications on the market that are available to you and your pet, we can all be a whole lot happier. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years, unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Sounds like dance music, doesn't it? In a sense, we want to dance around the room for this playing. Who wants to dance?
Yeah,
everybody would like to take
it.
A dance. Let's have a dance. It's 34 after the hour now. Time to get back to the did you know or do you know or do you care or what's going on. How about, as long as Jennifer is here to represent Hollyweird, we talk about Pippa Middleton and James Matthews. People in the news today, the wedding reception was password protected. There's no walk in the park doing that. They were married on Sunday. Security for the reception was as tight as if you went to a government event, like going to the Pentagon or something. Guests had to present photo ID, give a secret password before they came in to the It wasn't the ceremony. It was after the ceremony. The ceremony was in a church in England, mm-hmm. and then they went to the home of the parents, right, for the reception?
Of the Middletons, yeah.
Yeah, right. 300 guests were in Bucklebury Village. I could just see that town. It really, you can see it. It's got to be a typical little English village. Partygoers were admitted to the venue after they presented ID and a secret password, exclusive for each one of them. So if you didn't have your own password, you didn't get in.
That's amazing. You had to come up with 300 passwords?
Yeah. I would have just used Open Sesame.
The Middletons built a $100,000 glass palace on their lawn to host the party. And there was a
an aerial performance by an old Spitfire is really, you know, okay, so they have money and they go over the top. But what was more interesting to me is that about 12 hours after the reception was over, the two newlyweds were seen at LAX. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not know that.
Yep. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
No. California is their honeymoon destination?
Apparently, well.
Or maybe were they going to Hawaii on the way? Were they stopped over at LAX?
Yeah, that's maybe a break.
They went through customs at LAX, so that means, yeah, if they were here and they were going on. But as usual, who do you think showed up? TMZ.
Of course. They're staked out there. They don't have to.
Yeah.
That's their house.
They have their own terminal.
They do.
They do. And they're so. But imagine that was so. They took a commercial flight, so people must have recognized them on the plane. And so L.A. was not their final destination, however, the E! News report said. There was a lot of, oh, is that really Pippa? I thought she just got married. You know, that kind of stuff with people.
Wow.
Who are in the line. All right, Jennifer, did you do some more research to see if you could upend my story?
No, I did not. I did not upend your story this time.
Here's the thing. Pippa was wearing a red Trump hat. She didn't want to sit next to any Chinese people.
Yeah,
they demanded their own row.
I'm pretty sure they would get their own row, by the way.
Yeah, right?
Pretty sure of that. Okay. So there's more. I don't even know. No, I'm going to save this for the TV report. I don't really do it now.
I know. Look at you.
yesterday, I suppose we could do animals in the news.
Yeah.
yesterday, the story of the big game hunter who was killed by the elephants that he was trying to kill. Somebody really took a shot at me for what I said. But you know what? I still stand by what I said. This guy, I didn't come up with the right adjective to describe my angst or anger, aimed at people who just go out and kill animals to bring home
for sport.
A trophy.
Yeah.
It's just no, there's no sport in it. So the elephants got back
That's
at this
they
guy.
They call it, but yeah, I agree with you, but.
The elephants got back at this guy. And what he showed that he wasn't all that smart. He was bringing, he's really a tour leader who's brought groups into these areas in South Africa to kill rhinos and tigers and lions and elephants and whatever else they can kill. And so, with that, yesterday, they didn't know, unbeknownst to them, they went into a pack of elephants that were, let's see how I can delicately explain this.
Uh-oh. This should be good.
When women all get together, it seems that they cycle together. Is that true?
It's often a myth, but
we smell each other's armpits. That's what people used to say.
We red tent together.
All right. Well, I'm not going into that, but I think...
It's a book.
So,
oh, my God.
Well, all right already. So, anyway, these elephants are all in heat. And so the bull elephants, of which there were a number, are in this herd of elephant ladies who are all in heat. And so the breeding is going on, and these fools walk into that, and they start firing away. And so the bulls, the bulls have the big tusks, and one of them was shot. And while on his sort of way to check out the situation, the elephant that was shot by this guy, or one of the guys on the tour, before the elephant went down, got a hold of this guy on his tusks, flipped him up in the air, and then basically stepped on him as he was dying. Rolled over and just
Yikes.
Died on him, fell on him. And it was almost something in mother, something in nature. All right, you got me, I'm getting you before I go out. That sort of thing.
Taking you with me.
Taking you with me. Yep, and that's what happened. So when I saw this business about, even though it's not exactly related, it just goes to show you how foolish we are when it comes to animals in captivity, or even if they're not in captivity, what we don't know about what we don't know. So this young girl was dragged into the water by a sea lion yesterday. You can see the video. It's all over the place.
Mm.
She was feeding the sea lion. There's signs everywhere. Don't feed the animals. Don't feed anything that's in captivity. You don't stick your arm into a cage with lions. Or tigers.
Well, this sea lion was, that's true, but this sea lion was not in captivity. This was a sea lion swimming in the harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, but you know, they're so cute. I would try to feed them too.
I know, but it's, come on,
it's
use
like the
common
thing
sense.
Anytime you go to a park that has a lake and the geese come after you all the time because people leave food for them.
Yeah. I mean, this is a little girl. Her parents never should have let her sit on the railing.
Well, and she sat right there. Yeah. And my gosh. And she went in so fast. That thing grabbed her and was going to play with her. And by the way, kudos to her grandfather.
Oh, yeah. He jumped right in.
Yeah.
Right. In the video, 14 million views so far. The sea lion can be seen swimming near the wharf. The people throwing bits of food into the water, as Jennifer and Victoria just said. Moments after the girl leans over the edge of the wharf to get a closer look at the sea lion, the animal jumps up and grabs her by the dress and pulls her into the water. And then her grandfather jumps in after her and rescues her. But still scary as hell.
Oh, of course.
They didn't get hurt, but it's still one of those scary things. And the more it gets repeated and played, the scarier it looks. So then you get afraid. Sea lions are not generally that aggressive, I don't think. I mean, I'm not an expert in sea lions, but
she was trying to throw him food, and so he kind of like went up in the air to catch some of
the food
at first,
and
then
grabbed
then she
the,
yeah, and then
the sea lion wasn't aiming to get her.
No,
aiming to get the food, and the dress was hanging over.
Yeah,
and the dress went down with
right.
It.
That's that's what it looks like. I mean, I watched this a few times yesterday.
Right.
It does not look like, this was, and luckily it ended better for the sea lion than it did for Harambe, so.
Yeah.
Because that's what my next thought was, oh, great, now it's going to be another Harambe situation.
Well, I was more worried, after the little boy in Florida was dragged under by the crocodile, and then they basically went and hunted for, they were just trying to find this crocodile, and so they basically just killed a bunch for retribution.
Yeah.
I was worried that they would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily,
I'm going to go. You could tell the difference from one crocodile.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go get that crocodile.
Yeah.
Point
like
him out. There's 12 crocodiles.
I know, right?
One of them. Yeah.
Which is the one that looks the most satisfied.
Right.
It is interesting, though, because that tends to be the reaction with things that we consider to be predators. Mm-hmm. Sharks, they go out and you can't find the right shark that bit someone, but they go out and, they get a bunch of sharks and it's the same idea. But I really think the fact that sea lions are so cute, it saved him.
Yeah. All
they
right.
look like little dogs swimming around, and they're so cute.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about your sheets. Let's change our entire MO. 44 past the hour. The getting in bed with the best line is one of the best lines that I think I ever came up with for this company or any other company. But in this circumstance, we're talking about a pluperfect parachute. I was just trying to find a third P. Anyway, Blue Perfect is good. And Parachute.com, ParachuteHome.com. What a great place to find the things that you can sleep on and sleep around. It is it's a company. They've, by the way, donated 12,000 bed nets to Nothing But Nets, which is the UN campaign in Africa, because children die every couple of minutes of malaria there. These nets protect the children and the family. Remember, the children don't have homes in many of these places. They just sleep on the ground. And so the mosquitoes are all over the place. So the nets have been sent over to take care of as many as they possibly can. And that's all been done by the Parachute Home folks. They use Egyptian cotton. And people say to me, I got a note once, what makes Egyptian cotton better? It's grown along the Nile in Egypt, produces the finest and longest staples of cotton, been used for over 140 years for this application. It's hand-picked, not like the stuff in our country now that is, there's a big, reaper that goes out and, that's where, by the way, McCormick Deering got its start. And maybe none of you remember that. Some of the farmers that are listening remember McCormick and Deering got together and formed the International Harvester Company, and they made the first tractors and combines and things that were used to mechanically help the farmer. First ones had steam engines in them that were built around the turn of the century. And so anyway, they've motorized them, but it rips up a lot of, when you use those machines to harvest the cotton, it rips some of the beneficial cotton from the plant. And so it's not in the final product, and some of it is the best. So that's why they say they use this cotton. It's hand-picked so that every bit of the fiber gets into the whether it's a sheet or a pillowcase, whatever it is. And it's stitched together in Italy and then brought over, shipped to Los Angeles to the headquarters of Parachute. And then you buy it, you try it, you like it, or you don't. You don't like it, you send it back. Man, try that with Macy's. You are going to... You just have to be satisfied. They
try
want
to
you.
Get it back must... in the container to get it back. To
yeah,
that's true.
Right, yeah. So, do yourself a favor. You want to have a new first night of sleep on Parachute sheets, you go to parachutehome.com/DJV, and that'll give you free shipping, and then the returns if you need to. I don't know of anybody who's used these things. Now I'm getting to have a lot of people that are around me who know, they listen to the Parachute spot. Are they really that good? Yes. And then they try them, and they find out that, yeah, we're telling you the truth about this. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. And be like Victoria. She's gone inquiring, looking into the website, and finding all kinds of other things that are there, not just the sheets.
Yep. So. I'm really liking all of their the laundry balls that I got. They're three woolen balls that you throw into the dryer, and you don't need – it's a natural form of fabric softener. It's the best.
Yep.
It's the absolute best. No static cling, nothing. It's great.
All right, do yourself and your family a favor. Get the sheets for all the beds in your home from parachutehome.com/DJV. You'll be thanking them and us. Free shipping, free returns, parachutehome.com/DJV.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor, P.U.
Yes,
Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Now 53 past the hour, time for a medical focus. An important part of this program is to help you live better. And we have a couple of different resources for that, including Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a noted chiropractor, Nuka chiropractor, in fact, expert on your gut, and he appears on this program with regularity. The focus today is a new study just out that focuses on colorectal cancer rates and how they are going up, skyrocketing, in fact, in millennials that are Kara's age. So we're going to talk about the insights from this study with Jack, and perhaps what you can take away from the information from the American Cancer Society. That's coming right up here.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says, hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you can save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, focusing on this study, a 30-year study of almost 500,000 colorectal cancer incident cases. What did the study find, Jack? What's the takeaway?
Well, the idea primarily is that colorectal cancer began to decrease the turn of the last century up to about 1950. And then it started to increase again. And then after about another two or three decades, with some good attention to the problem, it began to decrease. However, what's happened since then is while age 55 and on, it's decreasing, the millennials, the new 20 to 30 to 40s, it's increasing. And I think this is reflective of the fact of nutritional deficiencies. And the reason why, cancer is a whole body problem. Cancer is a whole body toxicity problem. It's a whole body immune suppression problem. And when you get a tumor somewhere, whether it's in the colon, whether it's in the breast, whether it's in the liver, that is just a symptom of the entire body's inability to detoxify itself, to clean itself out, and to repair itself.
All right, so and can we talk about, can we just insert in here in the discussion of food,
yes,
the alkalinity of a system versus the acidity, and what comes from eating this new so-called modern diet is mostly acid-based, is it not?
Well, what they're doing is their diets are comprised of no breakfast or breakfast cereals. Yeah. They have snacks and muffins during the day, tons of coffee. They have tons of pizza, tons of Hot Pockets, tons of everything that's been processed in a plant, not coming out of the earth.
And has in it the root of the pesticide, the preservatives, the
glyphosates.
Yeah. Right.
And so this is what their diets are comprised of, rather than the Mother Nature type of diet that we're designed to be eating. And it's reflective, not just in the increase of colon and rectal cancers, but other kinds of problems that are taking. All you have to do is look at the front page of the newspaper, and you can see half of the country is losing its mind.
Yeah.
It's not just in the expression of cancer.
Right. You know what? That's so amazing. I was thinking about trying to relate to some of the incidents that are happening around us where people are just losing their minds.
Yes.
And we're sort of chuckling at how crazy people are. In the case of the guy, they got thrown off the plane in China because they didn't want anybody to sit next to him. And what was going on, what in the world's going on in his brain, to the point of these crazy people that are blowing things up everywhere. These people are out of their mind, and it has to do with, in part, what they're putting into their mind and their body, because the spirit-mind-body connection is undeniable. And that's what I take away from this. I'm certainly glad you brought this to the surface, Jack. This is very important for us to think about. What you eat, you will become. And that's, I think, the message here.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.